The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spies, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from the Spokane America Veterans Arena, the Boone Street Barn here in Spokane, site of the 2026 1B State Basketball Tournament. 78 schools at the 1B level started their season in mid-November with the goal. Every team wants to make it to the state tournament, and if you make it to the state tournament, you ought to play on Saturday, the final day of the season. Only six teams will get to do that, and for the fourth straight season, the Irish boys are in that position. They are in game 22. We're hoping for game 23, which would have been the state championship game this evening, but the Irish fell one game short of that for the fourth year in a row. They will take on Almira Cooley Heartline, a team that beat DeSales in the district championship game a couple weeks ago. The winner will take the third place trophy home. The loser will take a fifth place trophy. We're glad you're with us. We'll be right back with our pregame notes. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, so we're back live here at the Spokane Arena. The 2B fourth, sixth place game is underway. Tri-City Prep and Northwest Christian in the final 30 seconds. And yesterday in the pregame, we visited with Irish Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine, and we're going to go up the chain of command, and we've got John Lesko, principal of our Catholic schools, 1979 alumni.
I like 97 better.
Yeah, just a year older than me. And first of all, John, thanks for being here, and thank you for your service to our Walla Walla Catholic schools for your whole career.
Yeah.
Really, we really appreciate it. And we had a nice little run together there for about 20 years, and we appreciate your efforts at the Catholic schools all these years. So I thought our focus could be just information about what's going on in the Walla Walla Catholic schools right now. Season of Lent going on, and just whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that introduction. Just a big thanks to Rod Bazzari and all his crew for broadcasting this. And again, deep appreciation for what you do announcing our games for those guys that can't make it. Usually I'm watching the game live, but I see your antics on the sidelines, so I know you have great passion for it.
I know people
really appreciate it, so thanks for all you guys
do. I enjoy it.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, as you know, being there so long, that each and every day and season, there's just always a lot of things going on at school, exciting things. During the Lent season, it's really a special time for us as we prepare for the joy of Easter season, and just spiritually, our kids just working on our virtues and doing a lot of things like Stations of the Cross, student-led Stations of the Cross. We're out in this community, serving the community, and a lot of nonprofits from the very young to the old to those people disabled and those sorts of things. So we're very proud of all the things our students do. We just seem to have, as always, a great group of servant leaders going through our student body, and that's really established from the top with, Father Seidel, who is above me. I'm not sure how high I am on the ladder, but he does a great job of setting that mission for us. And then, the staff, most of the staff has been there. It's just a tremendous job. We're unfortunately losing another of the Spees family after this year with retirement. But, it's just they model it every day, and the students just, eat it all up. So we're really just a lot of great things happening there. We're wrapping up another successful season, winter sports season, getting into spring sports started Monday. We have just a lot of kids involved. I think we don't know the exact numbers until we get after here, but I think Nick said 70 or 80%, participating in spring sports. And besides that, I think we have, the last few years, we bucked the trend, I think, going around the state of, having three sport athletes. So I think it's a real credit. You know how important that is to our small school. And then just being part of a team. I mean, it's besides the success we've had, just being, it's just a great environment to be in. So,
Well, ultimately, we're all on God's team, and a great place to be on that team is at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools. Yeah. We win the state football championship. We're playing here on the last day of basketball and baseball and softball, track and golf. Have a tradition of great success. It's a great place to be, and there's so many ways our kids and our families get to experience their faith at our school, whether it's academics, athletics, or as you mentioned, our service programs. Just a great deal. And life is a journey, and there's also some sadness as well. Troy Wagner, an elementary school student at Assumption School, had a very serious accident. Would you talk for a moment about that?
Yeah, just Troy's a great kid, fifth grade. Just an awesome, really good kid. And a really unfortunate accident. Last I heard, he was a lot of positive signs in his recovery, but it's going to be a long haul. So any prayers and everything, the community has been tremendous. But any prayers for Troy and the family would be great. I know you probably have a special heart because he's a huge Viking fan.
That's him. Yeah, when I substitute up at Assumption, I've seen him with his vice and Viking stuff on. Okay, and I didn't even know that was him.
Yeah, he's just a great fighter. I really love the kid, and, I think he's going to do well, but he can use all the prayers we're having. Just a couple other things. I'll just put a plug in for registration.
Yes.
It's that time of year, too. So if there are any families out there interested in Walla Catholic Schools, please call our schools. And really love to have you part of our family and partnership in raising kids, because it's really seems to be getting a little more difficult these days. And we're really trying to help our families out as best we can. And then, if I don't plug our Hope chairman, I'll have to ride home by myself. But, Rosalie, our big Hope event, it happens at the end of April. So it's one of our major fundraisers, but it's also a great community event. A lot of people volunteer. So if you have any donations, want to buy tickets, anything like that, please contact our officer, Rosalie. And then that should get me off the hook. So yes, anything you guys could do for that, you'd be helping me out a lot.
And then getting on our website is always a good way to contact us as
well. Absolutely. And then if I could mention one more thing, Mike, one of one of the big things we're working on fundraising-wise is looking at moving, building a new elementary school
right.
on the DeSales campus. So we've done a tremendous job of getting there, but we're just trying to get over the final hurdle, and that'll be a great asset to have a new school and then have everybody K through 12 at DeSales campus. So,
well, you know this maybe better than most. The history of the Catholic schools in Walla Walla is robust, and I think a lot of people come up to these state tournaments, and there's a lot of, well, Northwest Christian and Tri-City Prep playing right now. They would be next generation or fairly new Christian schools, but we've been around since the 1800s, correct?
Yeah, the 1850s, Abe Lincoln, so a lot of a tradition there with our sisters and all our religious and making all our benefactors that have made this happen for so many years, and just a lot of exciting things, a great time to be there.
And it's just great to be part of it. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, the Sales boys about to take the court against Elmira Cooley Heartline. Big thank you to John Lesko, principal of the Walla Walla Catholic Schools, joining us for that interview. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and take a quick look at the bracket and then dive deeper into this third-place trophy game between the DeSales Irish and Elmira Cooley Heartline. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM. Cage SS2.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at the Spokane Arena. The game before us, a 2B matchup between Northwest Christian and Tri-City Prep is over, and Northwest Christian wins it 72-68 at the 2B bracket. They'll take home the fourth place trophy. Tri-City Prep will take home the sixth place trophy. And it's that last day of the season, everybody finishing up their brackets. And the 1B bracket looks like this. Moses Lake Christian beat Liberty Christian this morning for the fourth place and sixth place game. The Sales boys will play ACH right now for the third and fifth place trophies. And in the state championship game tonight at 7 p.m., it will be Lummi Nation, who defeated DeSales in the semis last night, 74-58, against Tulalip Heritage, who upset ACH. ACH was 24-1 going into the game, riding an 18-game win streak, and Tulalip beat them 64-49, holding them to a season-low 49 points. In the 2B bracket, Colfax and Adna will play for the state championship. A challenging story with the Colfax club that they've had a very challenging season. Reese Jenkin, their very talented head coach, has a son on the team, has a daughter on the girls' team who also made the state tournament. He was diagnosed with high-level prostate cancer sometime this early fall. And he passed away a few days ago. So Colfax's community has been playing this tournament with a heavy heart, but a lot of motivation. And they rolled over Okanagan 62-48. They're undefeated, and they'll play for the state championship tonight against ADNA. Okanagan and Reardon are playing today at the 2B level. Tri-City Prep and Northwest Christian, of course, that game is over. On the girls 1B, Pateros and Lummi Nation played this morning. Oaksdale and Waterville are playing later on in the early afternoon. And then the girls championship game, it's Nia Bay and Garfield Palouse. Garfield Palouse from the Southeast 1B Conference in the state championship game. And so that's a quick look at the brackets. Hope you enjoyed that interview with John Lesko earlier. And we're going to take one more break before we come back and start talking specifically about the teams who are matched up, as the Irish and ACH are now on the floor warming up after the trophy presentations from the previous contest. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at courtside at the Spokane Arena. And the third place trophy game, the Sales Boys warming up directly in front of where Lon Olson and I are sitting. They'll be the designated road team on the scoreboard wearing the forest green jerseys with the Vegas gold numbers with the black trim. The Warriors of Almira Cooley Heartline down to my right, they will be in the home white uniforms with the black numbers and black trim on the shorts. And this is always a tough game to be in. And like I said in the opener, this is our fourth straight year playing in this third place game. You go from the high of the semifinal. You're one game away from a championship game and an opportunity to win that gold ball at the state championship level. And then the next morning, you're back right out here on the court. And it's hard to get it back in order. And I coached for a long time, coached and taught. And you look at body languages of players, and I'm right here courtside watching both teams. They both look about the same. They're very serious. A few yawns I've seen from a couple of the players, and we'll see what happens when the ball gets tipped off. Those competitive juices get flowing, and the Sales overtime win in the quarterfinals, tough loss last night. ACH riding an 18 game winning streak and then knocked off last night, so both teams trying to recover emotionally, mentally. It's a real gut check for both teams, and I was thinking this morning while I was doing my notes, I was thinking of the Mariners and Eugenio Suarez. Good vibes only. We need good vibes only for this contest. And a phrase that I've used over the years with my students, do everything with an attitude of gratitude. And so attitude of gratitude, good vibes only. Hopefully that'll carry the Irish in this one. The Irish student section will be behind me to my right. We've got our cheerleaders and our fans ready to go. And the other thing about a state tournament like this, ask Brock Rave. Ask him what Brock Rave's total was. And okay, we're going to talk a little bit about records. This time of year when seasons end, there's always records that are the record when records are getting set. And we had the pleasure to cover Touche basketball in a couple of ball games. They made it to the state tournament, and they were eliminated Wednesday. And Aylin Garnett, an eighth grader, he set a state record this year. He averaged 37.5 points per game in a 24-game season, scoring 900 points. Michael Porter Jr., who played just one season in the state of Washington, he went to Nathan Hale his senior year. In 27 games, he averaged 36.2 points a game during the 2016-2017 season when his Nathan Hale squad won the state championship. So Aylin Garnett, broke the record of Michael Porter Jr., who currently plays for the Brooklyn Nets. If you're curious about the all-time record for most points scored by a high school boy in one season, Jeremy Groth scored 983 points in the 99-2000 season. I always get those stats from David Maley, from Rosalia, Washington. And last night in the Lummi game, Spencer Green for DeSales and Jerome Toby for Lummi Nation. Jerome Toby Jr., his dad, the coach, Jerome Toby Sr., each playing with over 2,000 points against each other. Spencer sits at 2,094 right now, and he'll play his final game of his career in this one. The all-time leading scorer in boys basketball is a kid from Odessa, Ryan Moffitt, scored an amazing 3,216 points in his career. Several people I've shared that with over the week, and they said, what about Brock Rave from Kittitas? Brock Rave was right in there, 3,100 points. So he is about 100 points shy of Ryan Moffitt of Odessa. So congratulations to Aylin Garnett setting that state single-season record, and Spencer Green closing out a great career here. Went over the 2,000-point mark, actually, in the district championship game, which was a loss to Amira Cooley Hartline. But Spencer Green is going to end up being one of the top scorers at any level in the state of Washington as he finishes out his career today. Well, that's a look at the records and things like that. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how these teams' tournaments here in Spokane have gone so far. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here. Teams continuing to warm up. Game 22, the toughest game in the bracket, as these teams will try to regroup. The DeSales boys, 22-5 under head coach Eric Wood. Number one out of the Southeast 1B. Number two out of District 6. ACH, the number one team. They started the tournament, did DeSales last Saturday, February 28th. At Richland, when they took on Moses Lake Christian, won that game 80-69. The 80 points, the second most the Irish had scored all season. Then came up here to the quarterfinals, faced Liberty Christian, right from our own Southeast 1B Great Division. Beat Liberty Christian 78-74. The Irish had a 10-point lead going into the final 8 minutes. Scored just 5 points in the fourth quarter. Liberty Christian tied it up, sent it to overtime at 62 apiece. Then DeSales, after struggling to make baskets in the fourth quarter, just 5 points on two field goals. They score 16 points in the four-minute overtime to beat Liberty Christian and get to the semifinals. And last night, a great game plan. They led Lummi Nation, Lummi Nation defending state champions. Their current record is 27-1-1. They actually had a tie in their first game. But DeSales was up 16-10 after one quarter, a 9-0 start to the game. Transition, containing their key players. Jerome Toby had just 5 points in the first half, and their 6'8" senior post player, Wake Keller is his last name. I forgot to write down his first name. He had just one field goal. In fact, the Irish went back and forth with the lead as it got kind of broke down in the second half. But they led 42-40 with about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. And then an 8-0 Lummi Nation run, a couple of three-point field goals, and steal and lay-in by Toby. And Coach Wood took a timeout, and the Irish never really could get back in it as Lummi Nation got after the Irish in the fourth quarter. DeSales shot 48% in the first half, just 30% in the second half. Toby ended up with 20 points, and Wake Keller, two first-half points, but the big 6'8 senior got rolling, mostly in transition. The Irish tried to put a press on to change things up, and they broke it twice and ended up lobbing it up near the rim on the press break, and the big 6'8 guy slammed it home. And somewhere in that process, Malachi Raymond, who's had a double-double in the first two rounds, his points and rebounds, he took a pretty good elbow to the face. Bloody nose coming out both nostrils. He came back in and had to go back out. They eventually did get the bleeding stop, but he had cotton shoved up his nose, and that really curtailed his ability to play at full strength down the stretch. But Lummi Nation, a great team. They're the defending state champions for a reason. So here the Irish are. They'll try to get some momentum back and take on Elmira Cooley Heartline, who was ambushed in their state semifinal contest. They started their tournament beating Nia Bay 64-51 and then beat Columbia Adventist in the quarterfinals. Columbia Adventist, the 17th seeded team in the bracket. There's 20 teams that initially get in to the bracket, and Columbia Adventist had to win three loser out games just to get to the quarterfinals, and the dam burst as ACH was all over them in the quarterfinals, 80-54. But then last night, Tulalip Heritage punched them right in the nose, 27 first quarter point for Tulalip. They outscored the Warriors 27-12 in the first quarter. The Warriors were shocked. You could tell they came in there on an 18-game winning streak. They shot just 33% for the game. If it came into a three-point shooting contest, they were 8 of 36 from the three-point line. They did get it down to 7 points midway through the fourth quarter. They had a 6-point possession. They hit a three-pointer. The player got fouled. He missed the free throw. ACH got the rebound. Hit another three on the rebound, and just like that, they went from down 13 to down 7. But Tulalip Heritage just never lost their momentum and won going away 64-49. So ACH coming off their worst offensive performance of the year, scoring just 49 points, but they've had the Irish's number. They beat DeSales last year in the district tournament and in the semifinals. This year they beat DeSales in the district tournament as well. Let's take a look at how that game went. DeSales lost at Reardon on February 21st, 83-68, a wild first quarter in that one. ACH outscored DeSales 22. It was back and forth. DeSales led almost the whole quarter, and ACH, as I recall, hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to take a 24-22 lead, and they kept the momentum going. DeSales didn't. DeSales outscored 24-9 in the second quarter. The Irish gave up 48 first-half points to ACH. ACH last night scored 49 in the whole game. So something's got to give. That the Irish defense got to find a way to hold ACH down. The Sales in the second half got it around 10 points on several occasions, but could never quite come back as ACH was just too tough in that ball game. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some keys to the game and get the starting lineups to you and get underway. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want,
and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy, crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating BQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new crispy onion cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at BQ, where happy tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups. Graham Grindy, ACH's head coach, 24-2 record on the season, District 6 champions. He will put out Nolan Grindy, his son, a 6'1" freshman. Nolan started last year as an eighth grader. The Irish held him to 8 points in the district game. But he's been solid in the tournament, 16 points and 8 rebounds in the quarterfinals, 19 points last night. Josh Booker, a 6-foot senior, will start. He scored 21 against the Irish in Reardon in the district tournament, including 3 3-point field goals. Max Grindy, the older of the Grindy brothers, a 6'4" junior, 26 points in the district tournament, but he's been held down in the state tournament, 11 in the quarterfinals, just 8 points last night against Tulalip Heritage. He hit 4 3-pointers against DeSales in the district tournament. Caden Correa, a 6-foot senior, 13 points against the Irish in the district tournament. He's had 4 points and 5 points in 2 state games. And then Tucker Bayless, a 6'2 junior, he plays in the post. He had 15 points against the Sales in the district tournament. He has scored 17 points and 4 points in 2 state tournament games. And one more note from that district tournament game. And Reardon, ACH, had all the answers on offense. They hit 12 3-pointers in that ball game, and they were also able to get 15 points in the post from Tucker Bayless. So Coach Woods' guys are going to have to find a way to manage that. For the Irish, Spencer Green, the 2,000-plus point scorer in his career, he will start. He had 31 in that district tournament game. In the state tournament, Spencer has scored 26, 24, and 19 points. Cohen Wood, 6-foot junior, will start. Maddox Filan, a 5'9 senior, will start. Maddox has been in double digits all of these tournament games, 18, 13, and 18. Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, will start. He had a double-double in the quarterfinals and in the first round, and he'll step into the circle against Max Grindy. Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, is the fifth starter. The Sales setting up in a complete defensive tip situation. Malachi is facing to my left as we sit here courtside. All the green shirts are back to the right. So Grindy and Raymond to tip it off. And the official's getting everybody set. Lon's ready to go. He's making sure the referees are ready.
No area officials.
And it's tipped over towards the scores table, and it's going to go out of bounds and off of ACH. So Grindy controlled the tip, but he got a little too much on it, and Correa couldn't save it. So the Irish will start the game with the basketball. Maddox Final will bring it into front court. Nolan Grindy on him. Right wing pass to Wood. Man-to-man defense by ACH. Cohen picks up a dribble up top to Green. Booker's on him. Green gets at the elbow. No room to shoot. Gets it to Raymond. Raymond elevates from 15. It's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. It was way short. Got to get in the groove. ACH will bring it into front court. Nolan Grindy, the freshman, will give it off to Correa. Irish playing man-to-man defense. Green on Correa. Pass down low to Bayless. Backing in on Filan. Kick out to Grindy. Grindy for three. He's got it. Rip City, nothing but net. They're fired up early. Nolan Grindy hits the three. They got it in the low post and kicked it out for an easy catch and shoot three. Maddox Filan on the right wing. Pass up top to Green. Spencer, three-pointer straight away. In and out.
Get in.
And it stays out. Rebound Nolan Grindy. It was halfway down and came back out. 3-0 ACH with the ball. They bring it into front court. Swing it over to Correa on the baseline to Bayless. Bayless going inside on Filan, trying to back him down. Can't hit the shot. They got a whistle and a foul. Manning, I was watching Manning leave the stands earlier to head back to the locker room, and he was noticeably limping. He's had a gimpy knee issue all year long, and I was watching him warm up. He's struggling out there, but he's a senior. He wants to finish his career on the court. Bayless hits the first free throw. That foul was on Manning, I assume.
No, it was Malachi.
Oh, it was on Malachi. Thank you. So Bayless hits the first free throw. He misses the second one. Rebound, Manning Filan. Outlet to Green. Irish down 4-0 early. Here's their second possession. Third possession, actually. They get it to Wood. Wood now up top to Manning between the circles. Maddox now has it on the right wing over in front of the ACH bench. Bayless on him. Now to Green. Green looking inside. Lobs cross court to Raymond. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Bayless. Malachi's taking a couple shots. There's Green with a steal as they throw it up court. He goes up on Nolan Grindy, puts it up off the glass and in. So Spencer, the steal and the floater for the lay-in off the glass. Irish are on the board, trailing 4-2. Haven't put it up on the scoreboard for some reason. Up top to Booker. Booker off his hand. Oh, he can't save it. He stepped on the half-court line as he tried to save the ball. So over and back violation. So back-to-back turnovers on ACH. And DeSales down 4-2 with the ball out of bounds at half court.
I like that guy.
Spencer inbounds it to Maddox. Back to Spencer now. Malachi in the left wing. Up top of the key to Spencer. Spencer on the drive goes over. Grindy is shot blocked and he's fouled. Spencer caught at the top of the key and went right at the white shirts. And Max Grindy, the 6'4 junior, challenged him. And that foul is going to be on Max Grindy, his first. So Spencer will go to the free throw line with a chance to tie here. 6:02 to go, first quarter. The Sales off to fast starts in their first two tournament games, scoring the first 9 points. Spencer hits the first free throw. They're down by one, and ACH victimized by a huge explosion for Tulalip Heritage last night, who scored 27 in the first quarter on the way to the win. Spencer hits them both. We're tied at 4, 2 minutes into the ball game. Nolan Grindy with Maddox filing on it. Gets a screen from Bayless. Maddox fights through it. Now Bayless has it on a baseline pass. Kick out to Correa. Three on the way over Raymond, and he hits it. They are hitting their shots from beyond the arc, just like in the district championship game. 7-4, ACH. Left wing pass goes to Wood. Drives with the left elbow. Now gets it back to Spencer. Spencer on the drive on Bayless. Bayless tries to cut it off. Can't do it. Reverse lay-in attempt off the bottom of the backboard. ACH with the rebound. Spencer just not quite aware of where he was under the basket there. Bayless defended him well. Up top to Correa. Long three for Correa. Off the back iron. Long rebound. Bayless has it. We've got a whistle and a foul on the rebound as Filan and Green both collided with Bayless, who went up high for the ball. And it's on Spencer, I think.
Yeah.
So DeSales has committed two fouls. 5:18 to go. First quarter. Coach Grindy already substituting two plays. Booker and Correa sit down. As Brody Pitts, a 5'8 junior, checks in, as does Brady Roberts, a 6'3 senior. They have 1, 2, 3 seniors on their roster. Inbound to Grindy, three-pointer on the way. Won't go. Spencer Green can't quite save the inbound. Rebound, he steps out of bounds down the other end. He had the ball, but just kind of couldn't keep his balance and tight-roped the end line. So ACH will inbound under the basket at the far end. Get into Max Grindy in the corner. Manning filing on him up top to Pitts. Now to Nolan Grindy. Down low to Bayless. Backing in on Wood. Puts up a tough shot. Too tough. We got a whistle and a foul. A late whistle, and that's going to be a foul on Cohen Wood with Bayless backing him down. So ACH had a lot of success getting Bayless down on the low block. He got deep in there, and he just really banged Cohen Wood down right under the basket. And Cohen picks up the foul. It's been a long possession for ACH. Bayless hits the first free throw. Jackson Gazelle will check in for Manning Filan. Cohen Wood also getting a break as Mateo Jimenez, 6-foot freshman, checks in. Gazelle, senior. Bayless' second free throw is good, also good. ACH has opened up a 9-4 lead. Inbound to Gazelle, the green into front court to Maddox Filan. On the dribble right in front of my vantage point. He gets it to Green. Grindy on him, the 6'4 junior. Now to Gazelle to Filan. Swing it to Green. Green will fire over Grindy. Off the iron will go. Long rebound chased down by Raymond. The Irish will reset. To Green, to Filan for three. In and out, stays out. The sales shots aren't falling. ACHs are. Long pass up court to Pitts. Pitts to Bayless on the baseline. Up top to Grindy. Wide open for three. Nobody came at him. Rip City hits it. Jackson Gazelle looked at him and didn't come at him. Three-pointers for ACH early. They're up 12-4. Now Raymond with the ball. Now to Green. Green, one dribble, now to Gazelle. To Filan, Maddox. Ball fake gets it back to Green. Green trying to drive on Max Grindy. Little 12-foot fadeaway off the glass, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Max Grindy. Outlet to Nolan Grindy. Sales a little trouble here, down 8 with 4 minutes to go first quarter. Pass down low to Bayless. Jimenez hits the deck trying to steal it. Bayless kicks it in the right corner to Pitts. To Max Grindy, to Nolan Grindy. A deep three, it's an air ball. That was way out there. ACH, as I mentioned in the opener, they shot 36 three-pointers against Tulalip Heritage, and they are bombs away in this one already. They've hit 3 field goals, all beyond the arc. Timeout on the floor. 3:54 to go in the first quarter. DeSales down 12-4. The Irish will have the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So after the timeout, the sales will bring it in front court. Spencer Green has all 4 of the Irish points to get it down low to Jimenez. He has it slapped away and off his leg out of bounds. And Cade Cartenson, a 5'8 freshman who rarely plays, but he's in the ball game early, and he knocked the ball away from Jimenez. And also in the game is Eli Edwards, another freshman. Coach Grindy, last game of the season, he's going to get some of his freshmen in the ball game early with the 12-4 lead, trying to keep his guys fresh. They get it on the right wing to Roberts. Roberts, cross-court pass to Pitts, and it goes out of bounds. So right now, Myra Cooley-Hartline coming out of that timeout has no starters on the, well, no, there's Max Grindy. So Coach Graham Grindy, now he's going to get Roberts, Correa, and Nolan Grindy back to the scorer's table. Green at the top of the key to the ball. Slips, keeps his dribble, now loses it, goes right to Raymond. Raymond up top to Maddox Filan. Maddox on the drive to the right elbow, kick to Jimenez. Jimenez on the dribble drive, goes all the way in and lays it in. They got out of his way, and Mateo, the freshman, finished it. The Irish needed that. They're down 12-6. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Cross-court pass to Pitts. Pitts with Green on him. Cuts him off. Now they get it to Edwards. Edwards to Max Grindy. Max Grindy goes baseline, pulls up from 14 off the side of the backboard. He gets it back. Shot clock at 12. Swing it over to Pitts. He'll try a three. No, he won't. He traveled. He wanted to try the three. Spencer Green came at him. He tried to stop his shooting motion and travel. 2:43 to go, first quarter. Sales down 12-6. Now Coach Grindy is going to call timeout and reset his substitution pattern. The sales down 12-6 with the ball. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, ACH's shooting touch seems to be back to similar as that it was in the district tournament when they put in 12 threes against the Irish. They struggled last night in the semis. The Sales has to find a way to cool them off from beyond the arc. The Sales, on the other hand, just two field goals, Spencer Green, steal, and floater on the baseline. And then Mateo Jimenez on a drive down the lane out of the offense. So the Irish have only one field goal out of the set offense so far. And now Maddox Filan will drive to the left elbow. Get to Malachi, up top to Jimenez, over to Spencer Green. Nolan Grindy on him, left corner to Wood. Irish standing around a lot. Lob it into Raymond. Raymond double team kicked out to Green. Three on the way. He's got it. Malachi Raymond drew the double team, kicked it out to Spencer for the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. The Irish are down 10-2 early, and now they're down 12-9. 2:15 to go, first quarter. In the right corner, it goes to Cartenson, the freshman, to Nolan Grindy, another freshman. He drives in and lays it in. Here come the Irish. They want to run up the court. They get it to Green. It's slapped away by Correa and out of bounds. That happened just to our left. So DeSales tried to, off the made basket, hustle it back up the court, and ACH hustled back. Malachi Raymond now with the ball out on the Numerica emblem right by me. Now Green with it. Right wing pass to Maddox Filan. He's traveled. Maddox tried to make a quick move and go baseline, and he traveled. Irish turn it over. 1:56 to go, first quarter. Third place game. These two teams trying to shake off the disappointment of losing in the semifinals last night. Cartenson, the freshman, with it. Gets it to Booker. Booker has been quiet so far. He had 21 against the Irish, in the district championship game. Cartenson with it now. Now to Booker. Raymond on Booker. Now to Nolan Grindy. 17-footer straight away off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Spencer. Spencer back to Malachi, who's racing down the floor and will lay it in. Malachi Raymond got the rebound, gave it off to Spencer in the backcourt, and they just flew down the sideline right in front of us, got the pass for the lay-in. Booker comes the other way. He gets a shot inside, and he scores quickly. So the team's trading baskets in transition. Booker's first bucket of the game. Jimenez up top with the basketball. Irish down 16-11, a minute to go first quarter. Now Malachi with it again. You can tell he's feeling it. He drives in on Booker. He's fouled hard by Booker and will go to the free throw line. First foul on Booker, second on ACH. So Malachi getting it going a little bit. A physical high point rebound a moment ago. Raced down the floor, got the ball back and laid it in. Now he's going right to the rim his second time down. And he misses the free throw. Pitts and Edwards and Tucker Bayless come in for ACH. ACH subbing a lot early. Jake Warwick and Jackson Gazelle, Jimenez, Wood, and Raymond on the floor for the Irish. Coach Wood getting Spencer Green and Maddox Fine on the break. Malachi's second free throw rims in and out, stays out. Nolan Grindy tries to save it on the sideline. He can't do it. It's spun out of the cylinder. The Irish, Cohen Wood and Mateo Jimenez fighting for the rebound. Nolan Grindy touched it last and went out of bounds. Cohen right in front of me gets it up to Jackson Gazelle. So both coaches putting a lot of players in early. There's a pass to Jimenez off his hand, but Malachi's got it. One dribble gets it back to Warwick. Now to Wood. Wood on the drive. 14-footer in the lane. Off the rim. Rolls around. And Lon Olsen said, get in there. And it did. Irish down 16-13. 34 seconds to go in the contest. Their first quarter, Baseline drive by Bayless, and he and Malachi Raymond collide, and that's going to be a foul on Malachi. Malachi just, he had good position on the baseline, and Bayless tried to squeeze by him, hit the deck. And that is two on Malachi now, four on the Irish. So Manning Filan will check back in. 31.2 seconds to go in the quarter. They get it to Booker in the mid post. Tries to get Filan in the air, can't do it. Now to Pitts. Pitts to Elder. Elder now to Nolan Grindy. Back to Elder. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound. Jimenez goes high for it. Jimenez outlet to Cazell. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Irish can play for the final shot of the first. They're down 16-13. Manning Filan spins on the lane. Goes up with a tough shot. He's fouled. And that's going to be the fifth foul on the Warriors. So Manning's going to shoot free throws. Should be the fifth foul. It said, oh, no, that's timeouts left, not fouls. So that's only the third foul and they say it's on the floor. Who is the foul on? Who is the foul on?
All I could see was the right finger.
Okay. I don't know. We'll get it. It was on ACH, but it was not a shooting foul. So 5 seconds left in the first quarter. The Sales will inbound. They put Filan and Green back in. They get it to Maddox. Maddox in the corner trying to drive on Pitts. He'll got to take a tough shot at the buzzer off the back iron. Rebound Manning Filan, but the horn had sounded. So 8 minutes have been played. The Sales trail 16-13. They were down 10-2 early as ACH came out and hit their first 3 3-point field goals, but they haven't hit one since. We'll be right back. The Sales down 16-13 after 8 minutes on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live, and we're ready to go in the second quarter. Nolan Grindy will bring the ball up for ACH. That foul before the end of the quarter was on Nolan Grindy. It's his first. Max Grindy drives in, misses a shot on Wood, that gets his own rebound and tips it back in. The big 6'4 junior has 5 points. 18-13, Irish down 5. Malachi Raymond, 15-footer, coming the other way, straight away from the foul line. He drills it. Both teams score on their first possession of the second quarter. 18-15, ACH. Max Grindy up top with it. Spencer Green leads all scorers with 7 points. And the only 3-pointer for the Irish, Max Grindy, gets it down low to Nolan Grindy. Booker. Booker puts a shoulder into the defender and scores it. They've been letting him bang it real hard down low all tournament long. He just put the shoulder in to Manning and knocked him back and put in Wood on the drive the other way. Shot won't go. Rebound battle controlled by Max Grindy. He's the biggest guy on the floor. Now to Nolan Grindy. In the lane to Booker, wide open. The Sales defense in transition broke down there. 22-15, ACH. It was the second quarter that was a downfall for the Irish in the district tournament. And they were down 24-22 and then got blitzed in the second quarter. Big time. There's a missed shot by the Irish. Rebound tipped by Manning Filan to Green. Right corner, 3 on the way. Off the mark, won't go. Maddox Filan with the rebound. He has it knocked away by Nolan Grindy. And it goes out of bounds off of ACH. Crowd gets quiet. Spencer will inbound down to our left. Looking inside for somebody. Nobody open. Pass out top goes to Malachi Raymond out near half court. Malachi dribbles between the circles with it. Official blocking my view right now. Maddox gets it to Wood. Calling from 17 feet straight away. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Raymond. Still alive. Manning Filan gets it. He collides with Roberts, and that's a foul on Robert. Great job by Malachi Raymond competing with Max Grindy on that rebound. And I tell you what, ACH at the start of the second quarter is really sending guys out on the fast break. They had 2 guys running to the other end, but DeSales gets the ball back. Booker's going to get a break. He comes out. Now Green will inbound it. Irish have got a long possession going on here, and they need to produce out of it. They get into Maddox. Finally, Maddox drives on Nolan Grindy. Cut off. Fades away from 15. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Up strong for it. He'll kick it out to Maddox. Swing it to Green. Green tries to drive on Max Grindy. Can't do it. Gets it in the right corner now to Malachi. Malachi really aggressive on the rebounds. He drives. Kicks out to Maddox. 3 on the way. Rip City. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Maddox first basket. Irish down 22-18. Now up court come the Warriors. They try to run. The Irish hustle back. In the corner with it is Correa. Now up top to Roberts. Swing it to Max Grindy. 5:43 to go in the half. Grindy on a strong, hard drive off the iron. He's fouled. I think that's going to be on Cohen Wood. And Max Grindy's going to go to the free throw line. That's Cohen's second foul. And Max Grindy will go to the free throw line for the first time in the game. He has 5 points. But I love the way Malachi Raymond is competing on the boards. His elevation level is high. Max Grindy hits the first free throw. Warriors back up by 5. They led 10-2 early as they came out and hit back-to-back-to-back three-pointers in the early part of this contest. Grindy's second free throw's off the mark. Rebound Manning Filand. Outlet to Cohen Wood on the right, up the right sideline. ACH hustling back. Now to Malachi on the left wing. Now left, gives it off to Green, dribbling left to right, now to Wood. Cohen dribbling right to left, spins into the lane, goes up over Nolan Grindy, can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped away. Grindy controls it. Malachi and Max Grindy battling on the boards. Now to Nolan Grindy. Back to Max Grindy. Three from the right corner. Won't go. Oh, it's hit. That thing spun out, hit the rim, bounced up, and went right back in as the Warriors have opened up an 8-point lead. And that was Cohen Wood, right? Who hit that? I was looking down. Maddox. Okay. Maddox hits a three-pointer back-to-back for Maddox. I missed it, but he hit it. 26-21. Irish back within 5. Now Grindy on with the ball again. The junior feeling it. He drives in strong, misses a shot. Rebound Spencer Green. For the most part, the Irish are keeping the Warriors to one shot. In the front court to Manning Filand. He'll get it to Malachi Raymond. Malachi will get up top to Maddox. He's got the hot hand.
Yeah.
Three on the way again. It's short. Rebound tip out front. Nolan Grindy's going to win the race. The Grindy brothers heading the other way. Spencer Green blocks. Oh, they call a foul. Spencer, I thought he had a block shot on Max Grindy, but they're going to call the foul on Spencer. That's 2 on Spencer. And that now is 2 fouls each on 3 DeSale starters. Spencer Green, Cohen Wood, and Malachi Raymond. 4:23 to go in the half. Irish down 5. Max Grindy now leads all scorers with 9 points. He hits a free throw. He's in double figures with 10. He had 26 when the teams met in the district championship game. Wood and Manning Filand get breaks. Jimenez and Cazell check in. 4:23 to go in the half. As Grindy hits them both. And we've got a substitution as Max Grindy will come out and Josh Booker comes in. Both coaches substituting quite a bit. Just got to stay within striking distance. I like our effort. Our effort is really good. Our shot, our shooting isn't great. Maddox Filand got hot, hit it back-to-back threes a moment ago, then missed one. Now he's got the ball, gets it to Cazell. Cazell will fire a three, hits off the mark, rebound by Bayless. Bayless to Nolan Grindy. Nolan Grindy on the baseline. He's fouled on the drive. And it seems like there's a whistle every time down at the ACH end right now. And Coach Wood a little frustrated.
I guess he called it on Rainbow, but I didn't see the number.
Well, he said it was somebody's second foul, team's third. Huh?
I think
well,
he
has
it on
3. Yeah. And they get it to Bayless. Bayless shot will go on another foul on the Irish. The fouls are really adding up on DeSales. They're over the limit. ACH has been called for just 1 foul. So how many fouls does Spencer have? Text? I've got him from 3 as well.
I think that was Mateo.
Who was the last foul on?
Mateo, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, just text Billy. He says Mateo. You say Wood. We'll text Billy. Okay, Bayless misses the first free throw. It's hard. They have nothing on the scoreboard that tells you who the foul is on. The officials have their back to you when they signal it to the bench. So we've resorted to texting Bill Chase every once in a while to keep track. Bayless hits 1 of 2 free throws, and the Warriors have opened up an 8-point lead, which equals their biggest lead of the game, which was 10-2 at the start of the contest. Spencer Green driving in, spins the lane, puts it up off the glass, and it rolls off. He had a freshman on him, and he took him right in there, and it hit all the parts of the rim and rolled away. He used the backboard, and then it just rolled around. Now Nolan Grindy gets it on the right wing to Pitt. Irish, now they get down to Booker, and Booker puts it in. And the Warriors are starting to open it up. They've got a 10-point lead, 3:20 to go in the half. Jimenez on the drive on the baseline. He's bumped and banged on the baseline, and that ball goes out of bounds. So at that end, when they drive baseline, we get called for fouls. When we drive baseline and get bumped, no call. Interesting. 3:14 to go in the half. The Sales now down 31-21. Jake Warwick has checked in for Jimenez. Nolan Grindy on the right wing. Maddox firing on him. Now Warwick takes a pass inside to Bayless, knocked away by Maddox. So what the perimeter players are doing is they're trying to draw that second defender help and then get the bounce pass into the low post. And that time Maddox retreated off of Grindy and knocked the ball out of bounds. Now they get down low to Booker. He traveled. That's got to be a travel. I could see it from here. The guy, Booker threw that shoulder in there again and didn't get called. Then he hopped before he shot. So the Irish get a break there. And Max Grindy will check in for Correa. Roberts is coming in for the freshman, Hayden Boyd. So Graham Grindy has played a lot of guys in this first half. And now Jake Warwick will inbound the ball. So we've got Spencer Green, Manning Filan, Malachi Raymond, Maddox Filan, and Jake Warwick. So do we have confirmation on how many fouls Spencer Green has?
Not yet. Working on it.
Okay, so we got two or three. I hope it's two. Down low to Manning Filan, puts a right-handed hooks up on Nolan Grindy and hits it. Great to get a post presence from Manning Filan. Irish down 31-23. Now we need a stop. They get it on the baseline to Booker outside the arc. He'll kick it to Grindy in the corner. That's Nolan, the freshman. Now Max Grindy with it. Warwick on him. Hesitation dribble. He drives in. He's triple team. Beat stripped. Ball stolen away by Maddox. Maddox to Green. The Irish get the stop. He'll come up court. And they pass it down low to Malachi Raymond. Goes up on Bayless and misses the lay-in to Sales. Missing the close-in shot. Manning Filan saves it. Ball's loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. No. Saved in the corner by Manning Filan. Manning kicks it out to Maddox. Boy, Irish have missed at least three bunnies. Maddox pushes off on the baseline, puts up a little five-footer, and he scores it. Maddox has eight in the quarter. DeSales back within six at 31-25. Nolan Grindy, a little Euro step. Shot won't go. Rebound by Manning Filan, and finally a foul on ACH as Nolan Grindy reached in. That's two. It's three on him.
I'm good.
Three on Nolan Grindy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Good, good, good.
And that is the, should be the third foul on ACH at least. So now more substitutions as Cohen Wood's going to check in for Warwick. So Coach Wood has his starting five out there. Maddox Filan, Spencer Green, Malachi Raymond, Cohen Wood, and Manning Filan. ACH has got a couple freshmen out there along with Bayless, Booker, and Max Grindy, starters. Irish down six. 1:45 to go in the half. Left corner to Green. He'll elevate for three. He hits it. Rip City from the left corner. Spencer's second three-point field goal of the Hank Warden, Edward Jones variety. 31-28. The Irish were down 10. They're now down three. The freshman, Alder, on the drive. He'll kick it back out to Max Grindy. Max working on Wood. Pulls up from 17 in the baseline. He hits it. That's a tough shot with a hand in the face. Timeout ACH as Max Grindy has 10 points in the quarter, 13 for the game, 1:18 to go in the half. Irish down 33-28 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So ACH takes a timeout after the made basket. It looks like they're going to put some pressure on the Irish. Actually, now they back off a little bit. Maddox final, bringing it into front court. Irish down five. Left corner pass to Wood. Cohen dribbles to the left elbow. No room to shoot, kick out to Malachi. Malachi drives in, dumps in the corner to Maddox. Three on the way. Got it! Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, three for Maddox. His third of the quarter. The Sales is within two at 33-31, a minute to go in the first half. Maddox is really showing up in this one. No points in the first quarter, 11 here in the second. Grindy turns in traffic just inside the foul line and hits it. He's been tough, the 6'4 junior. Pass quickly ahead to Manning Filan, and he's tangled up underneath the basket. It's a jump ball possession arrow to the Irish. The Sales running the floor quickly there. 39.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Max Grindy having a great second quarter, as is Maddox Filan. Each of them with 11 points in the quarter. No, Grindy has 12. 3, 5, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12. Pitts checks in for Bayless. Green will inbound it to Wood. Up top to Maddox. He's got the hot hand. Nobody open in the corner. Now get it to Green out top. Spencer with 18 on the shot clock. Drives with the right elbow. Cut off. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to the high post to Filan. Manning takes a shot. Won't go. Tipped by Wood. Rebounded by Manning. Now to Green. The Irish will reset. They can play for one shot. They will. 35-31. The Irish down by four. Maddox Filan coming to the ball, but Green's going to keep it. Now Nolan Grindy is in there, and we think he has three fouls. I can't imagine that he would be out there with three fouls. Wood on the drive now. 4 seconds to go in the half. He hits the lay-in, and that's going to be the end of the first half. The Sales down by 10-2 early on. Down by 10 again midway through the second quarter. They close the half on a run and trail 35-33 halfway through the final game of the season for these two teams. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, we're at the half right now. DeSales trails 35-33. It was a tough start for the Irish, as ACH had three-pointers by Nolan Grindy, Max Grindy, and Caden Correa on their first three of their first four possessions. Their other possession was a trip to the free throw line where they hit one out of two, and the only Irish basket at the start of the ball game, Spencer Green stole the ball in transition and put in a little floater on the right side, and the Irish are down 10-2 early. The Irish got back in it, trailed by three at the end of the quarter, 16-13. The Warriors got that lead back up to 10 once in the second quarter. As Max Grindy, the 6'4 junior, has been real tough on the Irish, and they also got it into Josh Booker a couple times, but the Sales. Maddox Filan, back-to-back threes in that second quarter, then a two-point field goal and another three by Maddox, kept the Irish close, and then DeSales battling on the boards real hard. A nice long possession at the end of the on the last possession of the quarter allowed them to play for the final shot. Cohen Wood able to drive baseline, get around his defender, and then putting it up off the glass to beat the buzzer, and the Irish were within a bucket, down 35-33 at the half. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The sales down 35-33. Well, this is normally my segment of the halftime where we talk about the schedule of upcoming games, but this is the last game of the season. The Sales boys trying to take away the home the third place trophy for the fourth place in the fourth for the fourth year in a row, missing that state championship game with a semifinal loss for the fourth straight season. But they're down two at the half to an ACH team that's been tough on the Sales the last couple of years. If they're right in there, but in the championship games in the 1B bracket on the boys' side, it's Lummi Nation versus Tulalip Heritage. And on the girls' side, it will be Nia Bay at Garpal. Those games will be on TV, I think, on SWX. The Lummi Nation game versus Tulalip will be at 7 p.m. and Nia Bay at Garpal at 9 p.m. The Colfax boys are in the state championship game. They play at 3 p.m. against Adna. And then in the 2B girls, it's Cleellum versus Reardon in the championship game. Richland High School, down in our little corner of the state under head coach Earl Stroyford. A long time ago, Earl was a colleague of mine in the Walla Walla Public Schools. He's had a great program. Richland is in the state championship game as well. It's a fun time of year. Well, we can't win the championship, but we can win the last game we're in, and we're down two at the half against a very good ACH Warrior program. We'll be back with halftime stats and second half action on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. Sales trails 35-33. Let's look at scoring for the ACH Warriors, who had their 18-game winning streak snapped in the semifinals last night by Tulalip Heritage, held to a season-low 49 points for the game. They've got 35 here at the half, which is better than the district tournament. The Sales gave up 48 to ACH in the first half, so the Irish defense has improved. For the Warriors, Coach Grindy has gotten 11 of his 12 players in the ballgame that are on the roster. Three, four, five of them have scored. 3 points for Craig Correa, four for Tucker Bayless, five for Nolan Grindy, eight for Josh Booker, and 15 points for Matt Grindy, their 6'4" junior. He had a 12-point second quarter. The Warriors are 7 of 10 from the free throw line. They've gotten there a lot. We'll talk about that in a moment. Four to Sales, 33 points. Coach Wood has gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame, and 5 of them have scored. Manning Filan has 2. Cohen Wood has 4, including that buzzer-beating laying off the glass in traffic to beat the first half buzzer. 4 points for Malachi Raymond, and Malachi is really working super hard on the boards. 4 points. And then 2 DeSales players in double figures. Spencer Green has 10 points. Spencer has a couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and the only made free throws for the Irish. And Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, after not scoring in the first quarter, Maddox scores 11 in the second quarter, the 5'9 senior. 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. So the Irish have hit 5 threes in the first half. ACH made their first 3 shots of the game from beyond the arc. They've made only 1 second since then. They had 12 three-pointers when these teams played the district championship game. So they're shooting better. We're defending better. Well, they're shooting better than they did last night against Tulalip Heritage, I guess is what I was getting at there. So ACH will start the second half, with the ball. Max Grindy will inbound it to his freshman brother, the junior and the freshman, and they're working right to left from our vantage point, about halfway between the top of the key and the half court. Max Grindy will fire a long three to start the second half. Rebound off the rim, rebounded by Green. Correa tried to get it from him. So a quick shot by Grindy. Now Spencer will come the other way, cut off by Correa at the top of the key, still with the dribble. Gets it to Maddox Filan. Nolan Grindy on him. We'll talk about the fouls in a moment. Download a Manning Filan. Looking inside. Working in front of the Irish bench. Manning spins inside. Tries to get Bayless in the air. Can't do it. Has a shot blocked. And they say that's a jump ball. And so the possession error is 2 to Sales. The Irish will whistle for 8 first half fouls. The Warriors shot 10 free throws. The Warriors whistled for just 5 fouls in the first half. The Sales went to the free throw line twice in the first quarter, did not shoot free throws in the second quarter. Now Malachi Raymond with it in the right wing off the base, off the inbound pass. He turns, shoots a 15-footer. It won't go. Beat the shot clock buzzer. Nolan Grindy ahead to Bayless. Bayless behind the defense, dribbles it off his legs and out of bounds. Manning Filan hustled back and forced Bayless to try to pick up his dribble, and when he tried, he dropped it off his foot. So DeSales gets a break there. Neither team has scored here in this third quarter. One half of basketball left in the season. One team will take home the third place trophy. The other will take home the fifth place trophy. It's a very good ballgame. They get to Spencer Green. Drives baseline, cut off. Now Correa comes in behind him. Knocks it away and out of bounds. So Spencer driving. Oh, they say it went off of Spencer. So Spencer was driving baseline on Grindy. And then Correa snuck in behind him. And he was trapped in the corner. It looked, we're a long ways away, and Spencer really didn't argue. So Spencer got himself in jail down there in the corner, and Irish turn it over. Bayless up top to Grindy. That's Nolan, the freshman. He drives in all the way to the rack. He lays it in. ACH scores first in the second half, 37-33 Warriors. The sails into front court. Green gets it to Malachi Raymond between the circles. Now to Maddox. Nolan Grindy on him. Out to Wood. Cohen for three. In and out. Stays out. Oh, the Irish have had a lot of in the hopper and out shots. Nolan Grindy pass ahead to Booker. Booker has it slapped away and out of bounds by Spencer Green. And so the Warriors trying to get out on the fast break. The Irish hustle back. Boy, we've missed some inside shots, at least three or four easy makes around the rim. Well, nothing's easy. And then that three-pointer was halfway down and came out. Right corner pass to Correa. He'll drive right side now, kick it out to Grindy. Up top it goes back to Correa. Correa stripped by Green. Nolan Grindy's back. Max Grindy's chasing him. Spencer will lay it in as the Grindy brothers don't challenge him. Irish get their first bucket of the second half on a steal and bucket by Spencer Green. Irish down 37-35. 5:55 to go, just underway, second half. Bayless, right corner, Correa, catch and shoot three. Out there, I won't go. Malachi Raymond high for the rebound. Ahead to Green. DeSales can tie on this possession or take the lead on a three-pointer. They leave Spencer open. He'll shoot a deep three off the back iron, won't go. Rebound, Max Grindy. Spencer's just been a little off here, basically all season long. He usually puts a string of those threes together. He's done it a couple times. Now Nolan Grindy drives baseline, goes right by Maddox Filan, can't hit the shot. Spencer with the rebound. He's double-teamed. He's stripped by Nolan Grindy. Ball goes out of bounds off Nolan Grindy. Grindy will help him up. So your guy gets the rebound. He's got the ball. He has two guys hit him. He goes to the ground. The ball goes out of bounds. No call. Interesting. 5:21 to go in the third quarter. DeSales down 37-35 with the ball. Raymond up top to Green. Now to Wood. Wood open for three again. He'll fire again. He hits it. Left winger again. Cohen Wood, Rip City. He's got seven, and the Irish have their first lead of the game at 38-37. First lead at the five-minute mark of the third quarter. And now up top with it is Booker. Left wing is Max Grindy, and he traveled, trying to go baseline on Malachi. So the first lead for the Irish on a Cohen Wood three. And now the Irish get the unforced turnover as Max Grindy traveled. Spencer will inbound it right in front of me. I could almost reach out and touch him and get into Maddox. So DeSales with the ball and the lead for the first time in this game. Maddox to Green on the right wing. Up top to Manning Filan. Manning at the top of the key. Tries to drive on Bayless. Spins in the lane. Little 14-footer. He's got it. Manning.
Nice spin.
Drew the contact. Spun away from Bayless. Fade away. 14-footer in the lane. Irish up by three. 40-37. Up top to Max Grindy. Raymond on him. Dribbles to the right elbow. Takes a shot. Won't go. In and out. Rebounded by Pitts. It hit that rim the second time. And Pitts at 5'8 able to rebound it. He gets it to Nolan Grindy. Three on the way. Got it. Ooh, offensive rebound. And Nolan Grindy ties it up at 40. 4:10 to go in the third. Maddox Filan on the right wing with it. Finds Manning Filan at the right elbow. Back to Maddox out on the right wing. Drives baseline. He's double teamed. Gets it back to Manning. Manning with two guys on him. Gets it back to Maddox. Reset the offense out top. Now Spencer on the drive. Splits the defense. Puts a tough one up. He can't get it to fall, but he's fouled. So finally, the Irish get back to the free throw line. 3:53 to go in the ball game, or the third quarter, excuse me. A lot of hands on the hips. Players are huffing and a puffing. They are tired. And Spencer will shoot too. We're not sure who the foul was on. Spencer's first free throw is good. Irish back in front, 41-40. Booker's going to check in for Bayless. The deal is we have two games going on in the arena, two courts end-to-end with a curtain separating them. I can hear the PA announcer of the girls' game really well. I cannot hear the PA announcer here. Spencer is both free throws. Irish up 42-40. Nolan Grindy into front court. Maddox Filan checking him. Now he passes down low to Roberts. Right corner to Pitts. Three on the way out the arm. Won't go. Rebound Maddox. The Grindy brothers are back. Maddox wants to push it. Maddox takes it in on Nolan Grindy. Puts it up off the glass and in. Through the contact. Fading back. Off the glass and in. Maddox hits his first bucket in the second half. Now driving baseline is Booker. Kick over to Pitts. Three on the way. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by Nolan Grindy. Grindy, three over Maddox Filan. Shot won't go. Long rebounded Grindy. He tips it back to Max. So Maddox finally playing really hard, but did not block out on that last one. Nolan Grindy at 6-1 rebounded the first one over Maddox at 5-10, and then Maddox didn't block him out. Now Maddox knocks it away. Loose ball picked up by Wood, knocked away by Nolan Grindy. We got two teams playing really, really hard and just knocking the ball away from each other. But DeSales now up 44-40 with the ball. 2:57 to go, third quarter. Green to Malachi Raymond on the right wing. Up top to Maddox Filan. Cut off, gets it to Malachi. Can't get Roberts in the air. Now up top it goes to Spencer. Spencer drives, spins around Booker and lays it in. Spencer, great body control. Dribbling left to right. Put the ball up to the right. Squeeze to the left. Got two through two defenders and off the glass and in. Irish up 46-40. Nolan Grindy up to Booker. Booker, no room to shoot. Right corner, Max Grindy, deep three. That's way out there. Shot won't go. Rebound Cohen Wood. DeSales with the ball in their biggest lead of the game at 46-40. Maddox finally gets it up top to Wood. Left wing to Green. Left corner to Malachi Raymond. Down low to Manning Filan. Backing in. Little right-handed hook shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Max Grindy. Not sure Coach Wood wanted that shot there early in the shot clock. Now they get it in the right corner to Booker. Booker up top to Nolan Grindy. Tries to drive to the left elbow. Cut off. Kicks it up top to Booker. Booker with Maddox Filan on. Now to Nolan Grindy. Nolan Grindy from 16 feet. Short. Won't go. Rebound Cohen Wood. ACH has got a hold. The green-shirted Irish controlling the boards and with a six-point lead. Spencer with it on the left wing. Nolan Grindy on him. Won't give him any room to shoot. Spencer keeps backing up. 18 on the shot clock. 1:39 on the third quarter game clock. DeSales valuing this possession. Pick and roll. They get it to Manning down low. Spins inside. Loses it. Gets it back. He's still got it. And kicks it out to Spencer. And a timeout to DeSales. So the good news, we ran the pick and roll to perfection. Manning set the screen. Spencer got it back to him. Manning dropped it twice, picked it up twice. The third time, he was just trying to flip it out somewhere. And Coach Eric Wood on our bench says, we got to have a timeout. The good news is we have the ball in a six-point lead, but there are only 4.7 seconds on the shot clock, 1:27 to go in the third quarter. So the Irish, down two at the half, have outscored the Warriors by 8 points here in the third quarter. Spencer's got six in the quarter for 16 in the game. Cohen Wood has a three. For ACH, just 5 third quarter points. Nolan Grindy, their only player that's made a basket. In all our other matchups with ACH, twice last year, district tournament, state semifinal, and this year in the district tournament, it was DeSales who had that one bad quarter that allowed the Warriors to stretch it out, and we could never quite get back in it. So DeSales trying to put four quarters together on the final game of the season and take home the third place trophy. Irish will inbound under the basket at the far end, so they've got 4.7 seconds on the shot clock. They've got Jackson Gazelle and Malachi Raymond lined up at the elbow. Manning Filan Combe with the block. Spencer Green will inbound. They get it up top to Jackson Gazelle. Passes over to Green. Three on the way. Got it! Spencer Green hits a three. Rip City. Perfect execution on the inbound play. 9-point advantage for the Irish. 1:15 to go, third quarter. A catch and shoot three. Nolan Grindy drives hard to the basket. He scores. He is the only Warrior with a field goal in the second half. Irish get the rebound, after the inbound, they try to throw it down to Malachi. He's cut off by Booker. Now Gazelle with it, and they'll reset. Spencer with Max Grindy on him. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Irish up 49-42 with the ball. Cohen Wood will fire the three straight away. He hits it. Cohen Wood, Rip City. Hank Ward, neighbor Jones three. The Irish lead by 10, 52-42. Max Grindy drives, kick out to Booker. Booker on the drive, cut off by Manning Filan. Kick out to the freshman, the redhead for them. He can't score it. Long rebound chase down by Bayless. And then he and Gazelle fighting for the ball. Goes out of bounds, off to Sale. So, number 15, Kate Carstensen, a 5'8 freshman in the ball game for the Warriors. Both coaches have gone into their bench, but especially Coach Grindy for ACH. 30.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Irish up 10. defending the inbound. They get it to Bayless, now to Nolan Grindy. Back to Bayless, ball's knocked loose. Bayless on the floor, throws it up in the air near half court. Cartenson, the freshman, runs it down. Now to Max Grindy, he checks the clock. He's right in front of me, deep on the left wing. Now up to Nolan Grindy. They'll set the offense. Nolan Grindy with a offensive foul.
Oh, yeah.
They called an offensive foul as Nolan Grindy went by the Irish defender, but he threw the elbow out. I've been asking for that call all tournament
Absolutely.
Long.
Absolutely. Good time for it.
And so an offensive foul on Nolan Grindy. And now DeSales with 13.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. They can add to a 10-point lead. Ball security. Make sure that there's no way they can get a quick shot up off some type of a turnover. You got a 10-point lead. Let's protect it. Malachi on the right wing with it. Up top it goes to Spencer. Spencer spinning to the basket, knocked away from him by Bayless. Gets it to Maddox Filand. Fires a three. Shots blocked out of bounds by the freshman.
Okay.
Wow. Nice defense. So the freshman, Cade Cartenson, a 5'8 freshman, followed that pass across court to Maddox and blocked it out of bounds. But the good news is DeSales has turned a 2-point halftime deficit into a 10-point lead. 8 minutes left in regulation in this final game of the season. DeSales up 52-42. And we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
ACH will start the fourth quarter with the ball. Nolan Grindy gets it over to the freshman. He can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped, controlled by Bayless. Bayless goes up strong, puts it in. He's fouled.
Oh, man.
So, Cade Carstensen, the freshman, blocked the shot to end the third quarter. Had a good look at a three there, but then Bayless keeps the rebound alive. DeSales did not commit a foul in the third quarter. Maddox Filand picks up his second for the game here to start the fourth quarter. Spencer Green, Cohen Wood, Maddox Filand, Malachi Raymond, each with two fouls. Nolan Grindy has three fouls for ACH. He was the only player to score in the third quarter for ACH. Bayless hits both.
One.
Hits one free throw.
Three-point play.
What have we got going here? Why do they have 45 now?
He made the basket.
Oh, that was a three-point. Wait a second. That was a three-point play?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that. Okay, so he made the basket. Three-point play for Bayless. Sorry about that.
Unfortunately, the basket went in.
Yeah, 52-45 Irish. ACH knocks the ball out of bounds the other way as I try to keep my scorebook straight. Now the official's going to say, hey, let's wipe up. I can see some popcorn or something on the floor down there. The black paint and the key, anything that's lighter colored sticks out. So they clean up that mess.
The official does.
Yeah, the game management around here hasn't been great this year. Maddox Filand inbound. It gets it in on the baseline to Malachi Raymond. Stripped. And they steal the ball away. ACH turning up the defense. They have their bad quarter. We outscored them 19-7. We've got to survive their run now. Max Grindy misses a long shot. Rebound Spencer Green. Up court to Cohen Wood. Bayless cuts him off on the left wing. Back to Spencer. Defensive chant for the Warriors. Irish lead is 7. They led by 10 at the half. They got to avoid that bad quarter. Kick over to Green. Catch and shoot 3. Got it! Rip City for Spencer. Spencer has 22 points. He had 9 in the third quarter. That's his 4th. Hank Ward, Edward Jones 3. The Irish are back up by 10. Nolan Grindy at the top of the key. To Booker. To Max Grindy. Max Grindy dribbling left to right. Cut off by Wood. Out top to Bayless. Now over to Correa. Correa out front, chased by Green. Now Nolan Grindy with it. Down low to Bayless. Bayless turns with the left-hand shot, and it rolls off. Oh, it hit the right side of the rim, rolled around on the back of the rim, the flat part, and then rolled away. DeSales with the ball up 10. Spencer thought about a deep three. Correa's on him. Now a little head fake. He gets a screen. We got a whistle and a foul. That's not an offensive foul. Well, okay.
An illegal pick.
Yeah. There was quite a collision between Malachi and Grindy on the screen, and Malachi was still moving. I like that from the football coach standpoint. Malachi, All-State football player. Or excuse me, Manning Filan, All-State football player. 55-45, Irish up by 10. That's Manning's first foul of the game. Maddox up top of it, and we've got a whistle and a reach-in foul called on Malachi. And that's a tough one to take. That's Malachi's third, and it happened right by the Warrior bench, way out on the three-point line. 6:12 to go. DeSales has a 10-point lead. Got it up here for 6 minutes. Matt Grindy down low to Bayless. Bayless inside, got a whistle and a travel on Bayless. Bayless double-teamed in the low block and moved his feet. So ACH turns it over. Ball security, efficient possessions. Max Grindy checking Spencer Green as he comes across the timeline. Spencer still on the dribble. Now left wing pass to Cohen Wood. Cohen had a couple big threes in that third quarter. Right wing pass to Green. Dribbles between the circles. They double team and get the high post to Manning. Manning drives down the right side. He's stripped by Nolan Grindy, and it goes off his leg out of bounds.
No foul.
Manning thought he got fouled. Usually when the player hacks over the top, they'll call that. 55-45. Timeout on the floor. 5:45 to go in the ballgame. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Yeah, the sales with a 10-point lead. Last couple possessions for both teams have been, I think, turnovers, traveling, and us getting the ball knocked away from us down at the other end. Of course, we're obviously biased, but usually when the player slaps his arm down over the top, you would think he's got to go through the ball handler's arm to get to the ball. The Grindy brothers bring it into front court. Nolan, the freshman, with the ball right now. They'll double screen on Maddox Fine. Grindy down the right side, cut off on the baseline. Takes a tough shot, scores it. That's an old middle school play. Point guard comes across half court line. They put a sandwich screen on the defender, and then he went right down the sideline and scored. 55-47. And now Wood inside has it stripped away by Pitts. So, and there's a steal at half court by Green. Happened right in front of us. They try to throw it into Max Grindy. Now to Filan, 15-footer. He's got it. Maddox scores it. Spencer with the steal. Irish back up by 10, 57-47. It's going to get wild here. Maddox Grindy, a long three. He hits it. That's his first field goal of the second half after scoring 15 first half points. They had to Raymond behind the defense after the made shot. He lays it in. Spencer found Malachi. He scores it. Irish up 59-50. Nolan Grindy with Maddox filing on him. Dribbles to the right elbow. Stripped by Raymond. Raymond gets it ahead to Filan. Booker's back. Maddox drives right in on him. Puts it up off the glass. Oh! Offensive foul call. That
he was not there.
That was ridiculous.
You missed that one, buddy.
That's a terrible call. Maddox filing. Booker did hustle back, but he did not have his position. Maddox, these guys have been putting their shoulders into guys all game long with no call. So a tough break there. DeSales has the 9-point lead. Yeah, we'll wait till this guy comes by. We'll let him know. Well, The charge block call.
He was not set.
Hey, these guys have been elbowing each other all game long. Call it. Yeah, watch the game, not me.
We're back. Nolan Grindy's got it. Now Pitts.
Pitts has his shot blocked. That's Correa.
And that's a block by Manning Phelan. Oh, boy, I got to quit yelling at the referees. They swing it to Maddox. He'll fire three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Nolan Grindy. 59-50 to Sales. We're halfway through this fourth quarter. Nolan Grindy, right corner to Max Grindy. Three on the way. It's short. Long rebound out to the top of the key to Nolan Grindy. He fires a three. Won't go. Malachi with the rebound. And there's Pitts reaching in on Malachi. Now to Maddox Phelan. 3:54 to go in the ballgame. 59-50. Now to Spencer Green. Spencer to Maddox.
Just take time off the clock.
Maddox, a couple dribbles in, now gives it off to Malachi. Malachi drives, elevates from five feet in the lane. He scores it. Malachi Raymond with the bucket. Timeout to Sales. The Sales has their biggest lead of the game, 61-50. 3:35 to go. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I like that little flirt.
He looked over at me. That's okay.
Yeah, that boy, that's what we want.
He needs to quit paying attention to me. Are we back? Okay, we're back live. Well,
remove the media.
I've been doing this a long time, and every once in a while, I just get a little too passionate. But that block charge call ticked me off, and then the official came by me, and I just let him know what I'd been observing. A lot of shoulder-elbow contact not being called, and then he looked at me, and during the timeout, he was giving me the evil eye as well. All right. We're back to live action. 3.5 minutes to go in the season. In regulation anyway. Irish up 61-50. Nolan Grindy up top to Max Grindy. Now Malachi Raymond on him. Jump stop in the lane. Takes a tough shot off the back iron. It won't go. Oh, rebound by Nolan Grindy. And he has it slapped away. Woods got it. Now to Green. To Sales with the ball. An 11-point lead. Up court to Maddox Phelan. Irish be patient. They get it to Spencer on the right wing. Pitts on him. Dribbling right to left in the lane. Kick in the corner. Oh, off the mark. Spencer. Pitts had him by the arm. And Spencer's saying that ball was tipped. And they're going to say no. Well, as a radio announcer, I need to shut up because the officials get ticked off. They don't know who I am. But I do have green and black on. 3 minutes to go. DeSales up 61-50. Every possession so valuable. Winner takes the third place trophy. Grindy on the right wing with it. He hits a three. That's Nolan Grindy. He has all but six of their second half points. Pass in the middle of as the Warriors press. Woods got it. He gets into front court. Down low to Raymond. Little head fake. Puts it up inside and scores it. Malachi has got six in the quarter. 10 for the game. Irish back up by 10. 63-50. Left corner Pitts. Three on the way, it's short. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. Malachi's got a bucket full of rebounds. He's got the ball back on the outlet. Malachi into front court. He'll pull it up. Good patience. Now Manning Phelan back to Malachi. Now they'll get it to Spencer. DeSales up 63-53. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Irish have the ball. Spencer left wing to Maddox. Maddox with Max Grindy, the 6'4 junior on him. Gets a screen. Now Pitts comes at him and fouls him. And that's a foul on Pitts reaching in. And now the ACH Warriors, that is amazingly the first foul on them in the fourth quarter, which is good right now because they're going to have to start fouling and possibly put the Irish at the line. DeSales committed four fouls. Maddox hits it inbound to Green. Gets by Maddox Phelan. Gets it to Manning Phelan. He got by Max Grindy. Hits Manning Phelan for the lay-in. and the Irish have a 12-point lead. Now Pitts with it. Up top to Max Grindy. Fires a three over Malachi Raymond. It's an air ball. And it will be DeSales basketball. So 1:48 to go now. DeSales has the ball and a 12-point lead. Timeout. Elmira Cooley Hardline. DeSales boys are fired up. The Irish fans are fired up. We'll take a break on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Okay, we're back. We're back live. 65-53. This is such a fun atmosphere. The lower bowl is full. A huge roar from across the curtain. The game was just tied at 58 on a buzzer beater in the girls' game. And the boys' game, DeSales with 1:48 to go. They'll inbound. Now, Coach Graham Grindy called the timeout. He's got all five of his reserves in. And they've got to commit fouls. They've committed one foul in the ball game. So either he's thrown in the towel or they're going to foul as soon as the Irish come up court. Now they're waiting for him. Maddox Fine will get inbounds. Now to Malachi Raymond. Now up top goes to Colin Wood. Swing it over to Spencer Green. So it looks like ACH is willing to concede. The Irish need to take their time. They kick it out to Spencer. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. He puts it up and in. Malachi Raymond has come to play here in the fourth quarter. And now, no, don't. Well, okay. Okay. Coach Wood calls the timeout, hugs all over along the bench. It looks like ACH has conceded. DeSales up 67-63. And the Irish boys, for the fourth year in a row, will take home the, well, there is a minute 20 seconds left, but we have a 14-point lead. The coaches, usually what the coaches will do, they'll kind of look at each other and say, nah, and one guy's got to make the move first. And DeSales boys, not the trophy they wanted, but the best trophy they could get. Caleb Bingham, Dominic Pizzari, Nick Quaddle, Tice Wood, and Jake Warwick on the floor and hugs all around on the Irish sideline already. DeSales will take home the third place trophy for the fourth year in a row. The Warriors reserves passing the ball around the court. One of their seniors shoots a three, won't go. Rebound, Caleb Bingham. Outlet to Warwick. We're down to a minute. In the front court to Tice Wood. Tice goes baseline, dumps it down low for Pizzari, stolen by the Warriors. Passing back court, stolen back by Caleb Bingham. DeSales boys, gut check. 4 years in a row, losing in a semifinal and coming back the next morning and winning against a team that has beat them three straight. Semifinals last year, district last year, and district this year. Warwick in the lane, get it to Quaddle. Quaddle fires a long one. It's short, and it goes out of bounds off the Warriors. Now there's 1.6 seconds left on the shot clock. I talked to Coach Wood at the hotel, not trying to jinx him, but our tradition, because we have been here 5 years in a row. I did not call the games 5 years ago, but inbound it to Fazari. It's knocked away from him, and it goes into Tice Wood's hands, but he was still out of bounds. The tradition in every game I've ever broadcast, when we get to the state tournament, we talk to the seniors. So we're hoping that the seniors can come over right away to the press table before they go to the locker room. And then Coach Wood will talk to us as well. So we're going to try to do their interviews right after. But no, you don't need, I talked to him. I already talked to him. Thanks, Lon. So yeah. DeSales is going to win it. ACH is inbounding the ball, 12 seconds to go. They get it down low, shot won't go. Rebound by Wood, knocked away. Waddle's got it. Waddle gets it to Warwick.
Shoot it.
Don't shoot it. Carstensen steals it from Warwick. Warwick lays it in at the buzzer. Carstensen lays it in at the buzzer. DeSales wins it. 67 to 55. For four straight years, the Irish take home the third-place trophy. Boy, I get emotional at these games, and I don't know what I'd do with a state championship victory. I've done a lot of them, especially baseball, but never got to do a basketball one yet. 67-55. DeSales wins it. We'll be back with a happy totals and post-game interviews with the seniors and Coach Wood when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, be quiet. Okay, we have the state trophy being, or the state third place trophy being presented to the Irish. Hey, they don't have to go that way. Tell the camera guy to come over here. That's a bunch of... So they've got the team with their backs to us taking the picture. We got a suit section. Hopefully the guys turn around. They will. Let's see if the boys will sing the fight song. Hey, fight song! Fight song! Let's get the fight song going. They're not going to do it. That's all right. All right. It's a great day to be an Irishman. Well, the boys are going to get settling, get their stuff off the bench area, and hopefully the seniors will come over to Sales. Down 10-2 at the start of this ball game, trailed 16-13 at the end of the first quarter. Trailed by just two at the half after outscoring ACH 20-19 in a battle of a second quarter. Cohen Wood hit a buzzer beater lay-in to get the Irish within two. The second half was all DeSales. They outscore ACH 19-7 in the third quarter. Nolan Grindy, the 6'1 freshman, scored all seven of their points. Max Grindy, the 6'4 junior, 15 first half points. He made just one field goal in the second half. Then DeSales finished them off, outscoring them 15-13 in the fourth quarter. Malachi Raymond was a warrior on the boards. Malachi, 4 points going into the fourth quarter. He scored eight down the stretch, mostly by running the floor past the tired Warriors and finishing at the other end. DeSales outscores ACH 34-20 in the second half to win it 67-55. The Irish finished the season at 23-5, third place in the state for the fourth year in a row. ACH finishes at 24-3. They had an 18-game winning streak and then lost twice in a row in the semis and then today. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to start talking to our seniors. We'll be right back on 94.1 FMA KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Oh, we're back live at the Spokane Arena, and this has become a habit. Not the best habit. The best habit would be to play for a championship, but we couldn't do that. So the next best thing is to get up in the morning and gut it out and take home the third place trophy. And Coach Eric Wood's guys have done it now 4 years in a row, and I've got the seniors lined up for some quick questions, and these guys know nothing but taking home third place trophies at the state tournament. Our first guest, Jackson second. So Jason, we talked yesterday after the loss. We're back today after a win. Again, you did not suit up on the state tournament roster, but you've been with the team all year. Just your thoughts ending your senior basketball career, your career on the Spokane Arena hardwood with a third place trophy.
Well, you know, it's sad we didn't win yesterday, but I'm happy to go home with a win. To go home with a win with this group is just a blessing. And just to spend time with them has always been a blessing every day.
Yes, it has. You know, and this time I always talk to my seniors about, hey, you just finished up your fall season, state champions in football, all-state football player. You're with a basketball team that plays on the last day. Now you've got track season coming up, and we're in that window where you can see the end of your high school years. So athletically, what are some general reflections you have on your career?
Honestly, I'd say take advantage of every moment. Listen to what your coaches say, even if you don't want to. They're right. They've been there longer than you have. And just have fun with it. Like, you really only get 4 years.
Have fun with it. You guys did. I had fun watching you guys, especially – I love basketball, but I love football a little bit more. Okay, as a student, I may not get to talk to you again. Your senior year, what are your plans going in the future? And also, your reflections on being a Walla Walla Catholic School soon-to-be alum.
I'm going to go study to be a physician's assistant. And I think that Walla Walla Catholic Schools has definitely prepared me to go to college, and all the teachers we have and all the faculty have definitely been a blessing every day. Just see the smiles on their faces when they see us, and just all that they give us.
Yeah, hey, and I can feel the good vibes coming from you and your buddies. And attitude of gratitude, we always got to have that. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Go ahead and hand it off.
Thank you so much.
We'll get Jackson up here a second. Well, Jackson, you were very gracious to come out yesterday afternoon after that tough loss in the state semifinals. A little more joyful atmosphere right now. It had to be a lot of disappointment yesterday. So the feeling yesterday afternoon to the feeling now, tell us about the difference.
I mean, we ended off yesterday on a loss, which is not that fun, and knowing that from the past 4 years, we've always been in the semifinals and lost.
Yeah.
But I think we kind of we just pushed through it, you know.
Yeah.
We got back to the hotel, and we're just like, you know what, next day, tomorrow, we're winning next game.
Well, for better or worse, we've got experience with this. But for you guys, your group, freshmen to seniors, 4 years in a row to have the perseverance and the mental toughness to come back the next morning and play with a lot of heart and shut that team down in the second half, it was a great effort. So specifically, your thoughts on things that went on in this game today.
I think we just kind of I don't know how to say it, but
it's okay.
But it was more of just like doing what we did last time, but better. You know, because last game against ACH, we just kind of our weak side wasn't that great, but today our weak side was better, and we doubled down on
weak
everything.
Side, weak side defense. Yeah, last at Reardon, we gave up 83 points. Today they scored 55 and only 20 in the second half. So defense was a huge deal, and defense comes from the heart, right? You guys know that. And you outgutted the effort against ACH. Congratulations on that. And now it's kind of like a game show. I'm asking you guys all the same questions. You just don't know until you get up here. So your senior year, you're heading down to the stretch at the end of this, your time at Walla Walla Catholic Schools. Reflections on your time at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools, anything that comes to mind. And then if you have any plans for next year, let us know.
I think it was a lot of fun to play with on this team. We came a long way coming on those three early losses.
Yeah.
And honestly, and we just got better. We took those losses personally, and we were like, you know what, let's keep going, and let's see how much better we can do.
I agree. And I like you were really thinking through that. And yes, we lost three games in that first week in January. And we came back and beat every team that beat us this year. Didn't get a chance at Tulalip Heritage, unfortunately. They're in the championship game tonight. But a lot of perseverance, a lot of toughness, a lot of grit by you guys. Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and hand it off to the Manning or Maddox. I don't care which one. I've told your classmates this is kind of like a game show. I'm asking each one of the same questions. But you're back there, and you don't know what the answers are.
Yeah.
But I want you to come up with your very own answers. Manning, first thought that come to my mind watching you. I watched you walk out of the stands into the back area, and you were gimping a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been a challenge for you quite a bit of the year, right?
Mm.
Then I thought, God, I wonder if he's going to start. And you look great out there.
I was wondering as well.
Yeah, well, you were aggressive. You were physical. So first question I'm going to ask you is the game specifically out there this morning, game plan for the team, for you, and how do you feel it played out?
Well, they definitely had a better start than us. We didn't start great. But I think we started getting to our flow, and we actually started getting good looks down low, which got us open outside and got good lanes. But yeah, I think we finally got into our groove and we finally beat them.
Yeah, you guys did. And then I've coached a long time, not necessarily basketball, but I've done this a long time, but there's that time in the game where you can tell by the opponent's body language, you got them.
Yeah.
And that's when I used to tell my football players, we got to step on these guys' throat right now and choke them out.
Yeah, that's when you hurt them.
Was there a time where you kind of could see that you guys had them?
Yeah, especially when the guy I was guarding, he just didn't look like he wanted to play anymore.
Yeah, that's in football too, huh?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that guy you're blocking all game is like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, football champion, All-State football player, third place short. It gets a little bit better. It could be a little teeny bit better, but it doesn't get much better than this. Okay, last question. Your student-athlete career is just about over. Okay, we're heading into spring sports. Just any reflections and thoughts on your team this year, your career, and just being a student at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools, whatever comes to your mind?
Not too much, but I'm just happy I have had these memories with all my friends and got to play basketball, football, everything with them. We all enjoy as much as we can.
Yeah.
I think we ended pretty good.
Yeah, so. You did. Enjoy being with your friends and attitude of gratitude, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Always got to have that. Nice. Thanks.
Yep.
Hand it off to your brother.
Got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be out there. I'll be out there with the kids a little bit, but not as much.
job, buddy. You about got me in trouble.
I did?
Yeah.
What'd I do?
I'm telling Maddox he about got me in trouble. You got down there for that laying attempt. You put your shoulder into Booker, and they called the charge on you. And I kind of got upset. What do you think of that call?
I didn't think it was a charge at the moment.
I didn't think it either. And I've done this a couple times in my career, but when the official came by, I kind of gave him the business a little bit. And this has never happened. He actually turned around and stared at me. I thought, oh boy. And then during the timeout, he was down there talking to those guys and he was pointing at me. So I thought you got me in trouble. You hesitated a little bit. If you took it in right away, we would have had a problem.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Maddox, you were awesome out there today. He didn't score in the first quarter. Then you went off. 3 3-pointers in the second quarter and a 11 second quarter points. What got you going? Go ahead, Doc.
My teammates. I was a little down, but they were just keep hyping me up and keep going. I was like, this is my last game, so I really want to make it worth it. So,
and you did. You did. You really did. You end up with 15 points. You had a state tournament where you were in double figures every ball game. 18 points, 13 points, 18 more, and then 15 today. That is great, consistent effort. Playing your best basketball of your career as a senior at the state tournament. It doesn't get any better than that. Congratulations on that effort.
Thank you.
Your reflections on your career here at DeSales, it can be student athletically, it can be as a student, okay? Just whatever you're thinking through, like, man, this season, wow, my years at DeSales, wow, what are you thinking?
It was a long journey. I enjoyed it a lot. I was thinking about telling my teammates that I'd rather get third place 5 times in a row with them than getting first place with anyone else.
That's awesome.
Because they're great.
That's a good one. That's from the heart, man. All right. So, what's your plans moving forward?
Not sure. I want to stay playing basketball because I don't want to gain weight, of course. But.
Okay, I got you. You want to exercise.
Yeah.
You might as well do something you love, playing basketball. And I can't help but get the football thing in there. I loved you guys. I love being around you guys for football. So football state champions, one game away from a state championship in basketball. It doesn't get much better than that. Okay,
yeah.
Maddox, I love that comment. With your teammates, place in third place 4 years in a row. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to hand it off to Spencer. I think we about got it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hello. Hi, Spencer. Okay, it's kind of like a game show for the most part.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask you pretty much the same questions I asked them, but I am going to start off with a different one with you. You are one of the top scorers all time in the state of Washington. You had 2,092 come into the ball game, plus 22. So what's that?
2,114.
2,114, you think so?
I know so.
2,114. All right. I'll have to say, this is way off the subject, but I did get a text from somebody who was maybe still a little upset after the loss to Lummi, and they said, well, our state math scores are way better than theirs. I looked it up. So there we go.
That's all that matters.
That's a small consolation. Okay. All you guys play so hard. You're that one guy that bleeds basketball 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's really why I wanted to keep you for the last. So your thoughts last night had to be very I could see the disappointment and it was heartfelt.
Yeah.
And then how did you yourself and your team regroup? Unfortunately, we have had a lot of practice at it.
Uh-huh. But
against an ACH team that's beat us twice in the district tournament in the state semifinals last year. How did you guys regroup?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, man, getting to that semifinal game again, playing with them close, and then just falling short again. But I knew that this was my last chance of my seniors, any of my team, and we knew this was a great chance to show that we are, like, a legit team in the state, and we want to show the future of DeSales is that we compete to the end regardless of like the game or the situation. Yeah. So that I want the culture to continue building at DeSales. I want DeSales to become a basketball school. And we all wanted this game really bad with it being ACH and how they got us that first time where they completely outplayed us. So that was a little personal for us. So we took that personal. We went out there and we fought all 32 minutes.
That's right. And that warrior mentality, that mm-hmm. win and the team play culture has always been around in DeSales at some level. And we just need to spread to all sports. So our boys basketball team, historically, had only gotten to state a couple times.
Yeah.
And we got that trophy 5 years ago. And now we've got five trophies in a row.
Yeah, we do.
And you're a huge part of that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it very much. So last question is kind of a combo question. You're getting close to the end of your time as a student athlete at Walla Walla Catholic Schools. So your thoughts, your reflections, anything you'd like to share out with our listeners about, I'm Spencer Green. This is what I remember from the Catholic schools, and this is what I'm doing in the future.
First, I'd like to say I'm so grateful for the entire community of DeSales coming out to our games, home games, everyone who came here, and just the community of sports that allows us athletes to play and compete and have fun with an amazing crowd every game. And it's unreal with the teammates we have, the commitment. It's so nice to know that my brothers have my back. If I get in foul trouble or someone gets by me, I have Jackson stepping up to take a charge or Malachi blocking the shot. I just love what DeSales has done for me. It's not only made me a better person with the great people around me, but it's also made me realize that there's amazing people coming out of DeSales. And it's the good thing about DeSales basketball is it's much bigger than yourself. It's not an individual sport for us. It's about the team.
We're a family.
We're a family, exactly.
And once you're in the family, you're in it for life.
You're in it for life, yep.
Yeah. I'm quite a bit older than you, but I know how that feels. Yeah. I can feel you. Servant leadership, and I am throwing this one at you. I can't even remember who told me this. This actually is, I'm really kind of throwing a curveball at you. The Wagner boy, Troy, okay? The fifth grader was in the accident. And you have some awareness of that situation,
yes,
correct?
I do. That's terrible.
Somebody told me you were supposed to do a certain thing, I can't remember what, but you said, I can't be there. Oh, you were supposed to go to Green Park School and do your community school volunteer work.
Yeah.
And you had to miss it. And why did you miss it?
Well, I thought it was important. Well, I didn't think. Our class thought it was important. We all went over to Assumption to help be with the kids, help them get their minds off of that, and just, like, give them a cool experience hanging out with us. We did PE with them. It was really awesome to see them smiling, having fun, beating us in PE. They were beating us up a little bit, which is a little annoying, but it was really cool to be there for them.
Yeah, okay. So, see, that's awesome. That's what I love to hear, and I hope our listeners love to hear. So a fifth-grade student in a bad accident and really struggling, and you guys as a basketball team said, hey, let's go play with them and get those kids off their mind off this sorrow for a while, and that's what families do.
Exactly.
All right. That's a great way to end it.
Awesome.
Hey, congratulations.
It's been a pleasure, man.
And make the big time where you are.
Yeah.
Whatever you do moving down the road, make the big time where you are.
Thank you. Go Irish.
Okay, we're going to take a break, come back, and wrap things up on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here in the Spokane Arena on the final day of the season. Play on Saturday is the goal, to play in game number 23 in the bracket. Well, the Irish 4 years in a row have ended up in game number 22, but they've gotten over the loss in the semi to turn around and win it in the semifinals. The Sales win 67-55. Scoring totals for the ball game for ACH. 2 points for Cade Cartenson. 7 points for Tucker Bayless. He had 15 when these teams played at the district tournament. 8 points for Josh Booker. He had 21 when these teams met at the district tournament. And then the Grindy brothers in double figures. Nolan Grindy, the 6'1 freshman, 17 points, 12 of those in the second half. Max Grindy, the 6'4 junior, 18 points. He had 15 of those in the first half. He made only one field goal in the second half. And as you listen to those interviews with those boys, and I hope you enjoyed them, I think it was Manning Vineland that I asked, at what point did you realize? He goes, well, at some point the guy I was guarding wasn't trying anymore. And so the Irish broke the will of the Warriors when it counted most this year in the third place game for a state trophy. The Warriors were 7 of 10 from the free throw line in the first half, which was a bugaboo, as the Irish went to the free throw line just 2 of 4. But the Warriors shoot just one free throw in the second half, and they made it. They finish 8 of 11 from the free throw line. For Coach Wood, the Sales Irish got everybody in the ball game. 6 different players score. Mateo Jimenez with 2 points. 6 for Manning Filan. Manning didn't score in the first quarter. He had a field goal in the second, third, and fourth quarter. And then 4 DeSales players in double figures. And they took turns doing a great job. Cohen Wood, a buzzer beater at the end of the half to get the Irish within 2. And then he hit 2 3-pointers in the second half. In the third quarter, he gave the Irish their first lead of the game with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3, and a 38-37 lead with 5 minutes to go in the game of the third quarter, and the Irish would not give it back. Cohen had another 3 in that quarter, ended up with 10 points. 12 for Malachi Raymond. We're going to try to find out his rebounding total because he was just elevating above everybody for so many rebounds. Malachi ends up with 12 points. 8 of those in the fourth quarter when the Irish put the dagger into the Warriors and twisted it for the 67-55 win. Maddox Filan, 15 points. He did not score in the first quarter, but he had 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the second quarter, including back-to-back threes, 11 at the half, 4 more points in the second half for a total of 15. And Spencer Green, he did the math. He did the math for me. Now I can't find it. 2,000 point score. Doggone it. Oh, there it is. 2,114 points in the career of Spencer Green. And we had to add 22 to that one as he led all scorers in this one. And Dairy Queen player of the game, Lon and I talked about it. We're going to go with Malachi Raymond with all those rebounds at the end of the game. And all the seniors, Jackson Gazelle, Maddox Filan, and Spencer Green. So those are Dairy Queen players of the game. We're going to take one more break. We're going to wrap it up and put our gear away for the season. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse.
Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live, and Coach Wood, I totally understandable. The seniors came and talked to me right away, and the most important thing, he wants to spend time with this team, cherish moments with this team in the Spokane Arena, especially the seniors the last time, and he's been very gracious visiting with us, and it was very precious, those comments from those boys, and I've done a lot of those interviews over the years, and Maddox Filan's comments, that overall that group's pretty quiet, especially the Filan boys, but they're very reflective. And he said, and I don't know if I can quote him directly, I told my teammates I'd rather finish third four times with you guys than finish first once with anybody else. And that's classic stuff. That's good stuff. You can't make that kind of stuff up, and that's a kind of a great way to end our broadcast. The Irish boys finished third for the fourth year in a row. A great season in the books. Thank you all for listening along the way. All the fans that came up here, all the fans listening at home. And as always, we've got to give great shout-outs to our sponsors. A lot of fees go with state tournament basketball. And without our sponsors, we don't have these broadcasts. So the best way to thank them is to patronize their businesses. And great job back at the studio by the Fazari family. Today it was Juliana and Rod and Kim Fazari at Two Hearts Communications many years ago said opened up their KHSS studios to get Catholic programming on the air, and it was a great idea. How are we going to fund it? So we started covering DeSales Sports on the radio. The sponsors stepped up big. Football championships, baseball championships, basketball playoffs, just a lot of fun. And now Two Hearts Communications covers Wahai and College Place Hawk sports as well. So the radio presence for high school sports is due to Rod and Kim Fazari at Two Hearts Communications, and a big thank you to them and the whole Fazari family for keeping this going. Well, with that, we'll say God bless. Attitude of gratitude, good vibes. The Sales finishes third in the state for the fourth year in a row, and it's on to spring sports now. Golf, baseball, softball, boys and girls track. I think I got them all. With that, we'll send you back to the studios at 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.